thunder, lightning, rain. The weather's matching the political outlook here in southeastern Turkey. The long-standing war between the Turkish state and the Kurdish PKK is on again. Turkey is deeply divided. I'm in a big field with a lot of displaced families, about 40 families here, who are from a town about 5 miles away. I can see it on the hill. It's called Şırnak. The town is under curfew and there's been fighting there between Turkish forces and the PKK. Small arms fire, mortar impacts as well that I've seen, and it's pretty continuous. I can see smoke rising near a minaret and to the outside of the town as well. There are some big exchanges happening. Hello. One extended family invited me out of the rain into their tent. They don't want to be identified. A son is fighting with the PKK in Şırnak. His father, who can look down on the battle from the tent, said his heart melts like snow as he worries whether his boy is still alive. One of the mothers saw her childhood being replayed.
I was 5 years old in 1992 when they did the same thing to us. They destroyed our houses. They forced us to leave our homes and our town. Now our kids are going through the same thing. That's why I can't think about the future. Back then, they killed my aunt. She was expecting another kid. They made our lives miserable. Now they're doing the same to our children. Just because we're Kurds, they don't think we're human.
I've come to the town of Çizre, one of the bigger towns around here in southeast Turkey. 4 weeks earlier in the year, it was under a full military curfew. People couldn't leave their houses, and while that was going on, there was an awful lot of violence here. Streets were badly damaged and have been bulldozed, and now the whole place in some areas is completely flat. So this is the allegation, and it's very serious. Local people in Çizre say that Turkish forces killed at least 100 civilians when they were sheltering in a series of basements. The Turkish government has denied any mass killing of civilians. They say they're using legitimate force against armed terrorists. The UN wants to send in human rights investigators. That's all too late for Mahmud Dumak, who was killed in one of the basements. His widow, Lutfi, clutches her 3-year-old son, the youngest of 5 children, and nurses bitter hatred for Turkey's President Erdogan.
I will not let him forget his crimes until I die. I curse him. He killed my husband and left my kids without a father. I wish God gives him the same pain, but not my patience. They gave me just 3 pieces of coal, saying, "This is your husband. What did he do? How will Erdogan live with the sin of what he did to my kids? There are thousands of people like me."
Now, if the allegations about what happened here are true, questions are bound to be asked about Europe's dealings with President Erdogan. Questions about whether he is a fit and proper person to try to make an agreement with about the future of refugees and the safeguarding of civilians when armed forces under his orders have gone into Çizre and other Kurdish towns and behaved in a manner which the UN at least feels needs to be investigated. In the capital, Ankara, crowds were celebrating a national holiday, watching the changing of the guard at the huge mausoleum of Kemal Atatürk, the man who founded the modern Turkish Republic. There weren't many headscarves or beards. Atatürk wanted Turkey to be secular. President Erdogan and his AK party are Islamists. They're remaking Turkey and dividing it. But most Turks agree that the PKK are terrorists of the worst kind and the Turkish security forces are heroes.
Our soldiers put their hearts, put their lives for us. Turkish soldiers attack terrorists, not regular people. They are sacrificing their lives on behalf of their freedom.
And they're protecting all of you?
They are protecting, yes, people. They are protecting citizens of Turkey.
In March, a PKK suicide bomber killed 37 people in Ankara. The PKK targets civilians as well as police and soldiers. Pinar Salem's brother, Kerim, a student, was killed.
I always think about my brother, because my brother died there. Explain why my brother died. He was not only my brother, but also my best friend, my everything. Peace, the only message is the peace. In Turkey, we need it. We only need this peace because we want to live, to survive.
Now, this isn't just a little bit of local difficulty. The fact is, Turkey really matters to the Middle East and to Europe. Turkey is deeply involved in the war in Syria and in the refugee crisis that's come from it. And as well as that, Turkey is an important member of NATO. If Turkey is unstable, it is a real problem for Europe and for the Middle East.